Welcome to the Mucked Up My Self-Care podcast.
I'm Jill from New York.
And I'm Linda from Tasmania.
We are two moms from opposite sides of the world who are living, demonstrating, and helping moms across the world build their self-care asset bank.
Ready to dive in? Messy, interrupted, imperfect, and most of all, mucked up. Let's get going. Good morning. Good evening.
Good morning, whatever time it is for you listening.
Indeed.
All right, Linda.
Okay.
Well, we're fired up already, so we might as well just jump
right.
You want to start us off?
Sure, I can. So, low, I had a one-year-old who got into the fridge this morning while I was trying to put clothes away, which is my habit I'm trying to get better at the moment. I'm still not pairing my socks, but that's okay because I don't think I will for a very long time. And she found a can of tomato puree and it ended up all over the kitchen floor, the kitchen cupboards, the roof somehow, all over her. And the dog was like, woo-hoo! This is my high for the day. It wasn't mine. So, yes, I sent them outside to the trampoline while I tidied it up and they were... And my three-year-old, who's very mess averse, was like, he didn't know what to do. And she was like, putting her hands through it and trying to lick it like a dog off the floor. It was like, yuck. Lovely. So I think I've got it all off the cupboards to a degree that it'll do for now. And I actually need to just wipe down all the cupboards anyway. So it's funny low. It's a funny low. I find the funny side now. Yes.
I feel it.
At the same time, I think my high would be there's been an improvement or an upgrade, I guess, to some of the house management and team work as far as that goes with the kids, and their jobs are getting easier at the moment somehow. And I did actually delegate the roster this time to the other parent in the house, which actually seems to have worked better and a good upgrade for me because he is doing more than in the past and somehow feels a bit more responsible for getting things done. So that is a plus. That's a huge plus.
Very cool.
Very. What about you?
Good delegating skills right there. Oh man. You think I would have had something ready? I think I'm going to stick with this one. My low is this weird, just like, I can't shake it yet. This feeling like as we're recording, like Declan's not here. He's out at my parents. We're hoping for the weekend. And I don't usually feel like this when he's gone. So I don't know if it's that or if it's other things. And I'm just trying to like let it go because it's like skin crawly weird feeling. I'm just like, I don't know, got me in a weird spot. But this seems to have been just like a decent week. Like yeah, it has had its ups and downs daily, but it's like all just kind of been like, okay, so keep going. Let's just go. It didn't really create anything except I wasn't sleeping for some reason for two nights. So, like the daytime awake stuff, I was pretty good. I feel like I've been needing some naps. So I don't know. I just have like a decent feeling about this week and not being like overly overwhelmingly anxiety ridden until right now somehow. Weird. I don't know. Anyway.
Where does that fit into your cycle stuff as far as sleep and or anxiety? Do you need more sleep?
I don't know. Yeah. I have to look at it because I'm shifting into my ovulatory phase right now. So that's like everything's on a high. So I need the sleep right now. So I don't know why, like one night my body was just like, nope, we're going to be awake and stay awake. And then another night was just, you know, your 3 a.m. anxious wake up of like, okay, brain turned on. We're just going to stay awake. So who knows? I don't know. It's weird. But that's, you know, kind of tying in like we know how important our sleep is. And I think that's probably the most imperfect part of self-care that I have on my list of things is my inability to stay consistent with a good 8 hours of sleep. So I don't know. That's some fun imperfectness because I feel like when we titled this, we might have been like thinking along these lines of like, really, is there such thing as perfect self-care? Because when it comes to all the things that we are as a human, is there really something that is the perfect self-care? But kind of, I feel like sleep is the perfect self-care, but can it ever be?
Can it ever be perfect? No, no way. No, not at all.
I don't know.
Yep. I'm just happy with one good night a week. I'm like, woo, woo, like. And then the thing is, I think because I've been so deprived for so long, I get a good night and then often feel like I've got a hangover the next day. I'm like, feel like my body all of a sudden's like, hey, there's this thing we've almost forgot about and we're going to like, ah. We want more. Yep. I make a joke of it. I'm actually nervously, yes.
It must be like the one that, I don't know, between you and I, we struggle with the most. And between even just the bedtime routine part aspect of sleep. After the episode we had of that, not too many, but I don't know. But I guess we all kind of got a warning that you're never going to sleep again until your kids move out of the house. And even still then, you're not going to sleep again. Even then, no.
But let's talk about those expectations, I guess, as well. Because if we're thinking about perfect / imperfect self-care, sometimes the expectations that we put on ourselves about sleep, and then life happens and we need to be flexible, or the expectations we have of self-care, and then we say to ourselves, well, we want this much self-care and we have a time and we really look forward to it all week or day or month maybe, and then all of a sudden there's this anticlimax. Tell me your experiences with that.
Or there is not just an anticlimax, but then there's a snowstorm and your husband has to work, so you can't go do the thing you were planning on doing for a month.
Yep. Just like that.
Oh,
real life experiences here on the mucked up my self-care podcast.
Oh. Hey, but we're learning to be flexible and be okay with rescheduling and seeing what we can do instead at home when we're locked inside the house during a snowstorm. So, I think when I was first pregnant, self-care was almost like thrown at me. Like, make sure you do all of this. I'm like, well, how am I supposed to fit all of this in with a newborn? Like, that just made no sense to me at all. And a toddler, I don't really know how much different that is, other than that I've gained a better understanding of my time and the things I can do as self-care, because now I know a little bit more about the things that work well for me and what works well for him. So I think that there is a lot that is expected out of especially new moms, first-time moms, even throwing in entrepreneurs, because burnout is real in any role that you have when you are doing too much and not enough self-care. So it's like, there's not just the pressure to have self-care, but to have the right self-care, or what is constituted as self-care. So yeah, I like that we've gained a bit of a better understanding as we've grown on the podcast, as we've grown as mothers and people and entrepreneurs and just humans and whatever we are in community, that it's whatever it makes you joyful, really, that comes down to making your self-care bucket full, we'll put it, because we were just having a conversation again, Linda, and you were saying the things that you do with your children are bringing you that understanding, that that's actually a little bit of self-care. So it's not perfect, because what's that, it really is perfect in a way. It's not visually perfect, but it's the perfect for what you needed when you had it.
Yep, absolutely. And this is something we're talking about as far as time goes as well. And I think we often think that we need to carve out all this time for what we're aiming to be, perfect self-care. And if we don't have that time available, which we often think that we don't, we then somehow have failed ourselves and failed our self-care and our children and all sorts of other layers, fun layers like that. So I think it's been so easy, and see, it still is sometimes, to perceive that I don't have time for self-care and think that self-care has to take a long time and think that it needs to be perfect environment situations. Loudness levels is another one. Like, I do like some quiet time. That's one of my top five self-care activities is some quiet time, and that's pretty hard in a house full of four kids. Like, let's be honest, it can be really difficult to find that. So it's interesting to watch that understanding and think about the perfect/imperfect ways that we now have self-care. It's messy. It's beautiful. It's all the things. Yep.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The time is definitely a big factor. It's, and like you were saying before, with the underwhelmingness sometimes of it, because I think time plays an aspect of that, that you get ramped up, that you're like, okay, we have this block of time. I know I can do this self-care thing. And then you were like almost so hyped up enough that either one, you didn't get yourself up set up well enough yet. Like, I sometimes forget drive time. And so therefore that's into my actual time of self-care and waiting to get whatever else set up sometimes. That then it ends up being not as fulfilling as we thought it was going to be. Or a baby wakes up from a nap or throws a handful of tomato across the kitchen. And whatever we were doing was cut short.
Yep. Yeah. At the same time, I was trying to put the clothes away, but I'd also been trying to unpack the dishwasher. And then she was unpacking the dishwasher with me and trying to... And then I was also trying to fill up the washing machine with clothes. And at the same time, she was picking out all of the clothes and putting them all over the backyard. And so I was already scattered, which didn't help. And then trying to, I thought, save time by doing another task, because I couldn't do that task right now. It actually took me more time because she then, and so I'm like, I can't seem to make it work right now. She really does. She literally takes the cutlery drawer out of the dishwasher and then empties all the cutlery, puts them all through the cupboard and the shoebox and the, like, just at that stage. So sometimes you do have to stop and do something else.
So I have a question about that then. Does that cause you to be more aware of the things you plan when you are around an environment where you know you might be interrupted?
Yes and no. I'd love to say I wasn't so scattered, because it does feel scattered. However, that's not reality either. I'd love to say that, yeah, I can plan it better, but I can't. That's not reality. That's aiming for perfection thing again. It was my housework block this morning, which was great, because I have actually been sticking to that, and that's been really helpful. And it meant that I could get out in the garden this morning in that housework time, because the other stuff was almost done to a from. Yeah. And so I think I'm still trying to be flexible in those times. Like, we did end up just after the tomato stuff, we did end up just going outside and doing the gardening, because it was way easier than doing the dishes at the time. And they can wait. Essentially, they can wait. Yeah. So, yeah. What about you as far as planning and interruptions and that fun stuff?
I think I end up pulling a tournament to that. So, like, if I know I have nothing to do on a Saturday and Declan is home napping, I'm like, okay, what can I do for myself real quick in the house? Do I plan it where something that's not going to take forever, because I don't want him to interrupt that time? So I do find myself, when I'm in this like little bit of a block, what am I going to do, and kind of tournament like the thing that will fit as well as the thing that will just work in that space because of the possibility of a short nap.
Yeah. Do you get frustrated with yourself when it doesn't work out perfectly?
I think I get frustrated, actually, unfortunately, more with Declan for waking up sooner than he's supposed to, or I would like, not supposed to. So that is it's always very small in the beginning, like, oh, you're up earlier than you're supposed to be. And then I'm like, okay, fine, that's what I'm doing. Let's go ahead and do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, we'll just make this my self-care. So let's sit and relax for a few minutes.
Yeah. It's tricky though, because there's a lot of unplanned. There's a lot of imperfect in that space as well. There's a lot. And I think that's when it can be easy to let self-care drop off the calendar, or it is out of routine, and so you feel like you haven't got any time or any self-care that day. And so that's when we can also probably overindulge in habits that we don't want to, like overeating or doom scrolling, or like taking time for ourselves when we've actually got really crucial tasks to do, maybe for work or home or that sort of thing. So have you fallen into those?
Yes, habits? Of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
I sometimes give the excuse, okay, well, we're in a transition thing right now, right? So, like, a lot of things have dropped off, because I'm realizing it's actually really hard to implement all these things at the same time and stay consistent. So let's do it piece by piece. Like, we've learned that enough in a lot of the spaces that we've been in. So I'm like, okay, we're just going to be okay with that and do an or. Okay, did I get this block done or this block done? Then yes, I did something. I got something done. So yes, it's falling off because I'll pick it back up later when it's time to start implementing it. But then I feel guilty for not doing it because I was doing it before, but also I was in a routine and now we've shifted. So it's appreciating the flow of things, I guess.
Yeah, a lot more. I think I can do that a lot better than I used to. I think it's harder when I've maybe been looking forward to something for all day or all week. And that's probably why bedtime can be really tricky sometimes. If I've been looking forward to sitting down and eating, maybe eating an ice cream without the kids seeing me because there's only one left. No, like those sort of things where we feel like we're waiting for self-care, or maybe it's your, like the retreat thing. Maybe we've got a retreat booked or our nails booked or something like that. And so we look forward to it in a way. And then it's like kids at Christmas, right? As well. So very often with children, I think on Christmas, they have a huge climax to Christmas. And then they get to Christmas morning and Christmas afternoon, and they have a huge come down, like a massive come down. And so it's just all this work up to Christmas, and then the come down happens Christmas afternoon or Boxing Day, where they're just completely exhausted from having so much anticipation for this day and holding it all together, holding it all together, holding it all together, and then falling apart. So I think the same can happen sometimes if we're maybe not taking those tiny little self-care moments and concentrating on one big bulk lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, yeah, expecting it to be close to perfect as possible.
Yeah. That expectation really builds up that, like, oh, this has got to be perfect. Otherwise, what was the point of waiting for so long to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's when we can get stuck in a guilt loop, like a loop of guilt or embarrassment, maybe frustration, all sorts of emotions that can take over as well. So, do you think there's any such thing as perfect self-care?
I like it. Hold on. I just had, I'm going to be quoting this, my lactation counselor that I used when Declan was a baby. She had written me an email and said that I was the perfect imperfect mother. So yes, I believe there is the perfect imperfect self-care out there, just like we are. So. Yeah.
That's such a great compliment. You have to write that down somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. I think it's all a work in progress.
Yeah.
I think it's whatever you want it to look like, and it grows, constantly grows.
Yes. Yeah. I think you hit that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly growing. So, yeah, we hope that you can find some whatever perfect self-care looks like for you this week, today, this minute, listening to this podcast, maybe that's part of your self-care week. So, yeah, it's been always good to chat, Jill, always. I love this journey alongside you. So
it's good.
Wonderful. All right. So until next week,
we hope you can unstuck your muck.
Bye for now.
Bye.